Fred Film Radio, Festival de Cannes, France.
Fred Film Radio from the 76th edition of Cannes Film Festival. I'm Federica Scarpa, and today I'm in company of Inesh Teixeira, director of Shimmering Bodies, short film in competition at the Semaine de la Critique. Hello, Inesh.
Hello.
So first of all, would you like to introduce your film to our listeners?
Yeah. So this is my first short film, and it talks about the awakening of a young girl's desire, and it covers some themes like self-discovery, longing, and the complexities of love and attraction, I think.
Where does the idea of this film come from?
Actually, it came from a memory of my teenage years, but then it developed by itself. But I wanted to explore how the desire works and what constrains you from acting upon your own desires, especially in young girls.
This is your first film. How was this experience?
It was surprisingly pleasure because I didn't know how I was going to feel as a director. And usually I don't see myself in that position, but I was starting to feel the want to, okay, let's try it, let's see how it works for me. And I also wanted to challenge myself. So I came up with this idea and starting developing. And then I think what I liked the most was that everything just grows so naturally, and everyone was joining the project, and it was growing by itself, and with all the inputs from everyone, and like starting to think about the imagery with the director of photography. I did a writing residency, so it also helped to push the project forward, and all the crew during the shooting and after in post-production. It was also really amazing how things can even change once again and go to deeper levels, I think, of meaning. So it was really a good surprise, and I learned a lot, and I really enjoyed it.
Talking about that, what's the most important lesson you learned from your first film?
I don't know what was the most important. Yeah, I like to, I think preparation is important, and I try to do that, and I think we managed to prepare everything well, and it's showed off after, like, while the shooting or in post-production. So yeah, but I think it's not a lesson, but I think the most important thing for me is how grateful I felt after doing it for all the contributions.
What's the most challenging moment of the shooting?
I think maybe the skate park scene, but also the school. The school was the first one to be shot, and it was like with a lot of extras, and I had this, I think it's the scene where I have more shots, maybe those two, like the skate park and the school. So it was extra work for me to coordinate every actors and extras. And in the skate park, we, like, all the kids there are from Leiria, the place where we were shooting, and I was really surprised how well it went and how natural it feels in the film, I think. But it was like we had not that much time to do that scene, and we were just like going through the game several times and doing it several times. And I think after a while they start to relax and it became more natural, and it was really a good experience. And the editing, I just lightened up everything that was already there.
I wanted to ask you, how was your approach with the actress that play Mariana?
I think my approach was to give her freedom because she's amazing. So I didn't have to like direct her that much. Like her first intuitions were almost every time right, and then we would just add some layers like, hey, I thought that maybe in this moment you have this expectation, or you can be aware of that and you can like mark that moment. And we were building it like day by day, scene by scene, but I think her work shows for itself.
Tell me your feelings the first day of shooting.
I was super nervous, obviously. And then I think I can share that I was a little bit obsessive. And I was trying to micromanage everything. And then I realized, okay, this is not going well. So let's stop doing that and let people work.
One last question. How makes you feel to be selected for the Semaine de la Critique?
Yeah, it's an honor, truly. And for me, it was unbelievable, like such a nice surprise. Of course, I really wanted that, but I never thought it could be possible. And yeah, I'm really, really glad.
Thank you so much, Inesh.
Thank you.
And this is Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.